Yesterday, the Supreme Court of Canada brought down a decision in a 30-year legal battle, bringing it to an end. The highest court in the land has denied an attempt by the Roman Catholic Church of St. John's to be absolved of responsibility for sex abuse at the Mount Cashel Orphanage. Jeff Budden was the lawyer for the four lead plaintiffs. He speaks with VOCM's Brian Callahan.
It's a feeling of satisfaction. We know it's a hard day for other people in St. John's, and that, I guess, tempers the jubilation. But for us and for our clients, it is a feeling that the justice system has delivered a fair and reasonable result to the action they started so many years ago.
And so many years ago being 30, at least 30 years ago.
Well, the Mount Cashel inquiry took place in 1989, and so that's, 32 years. This particular action was started in December of 1999.
What is the immediate result?
For the four plaintiffs involved in this, what was essentially, I guess, a test case, it means their legal battle is completely over. The judgment that they were awarded by the lower courts can now be enforced. So for them, it's over. For the dozens of other men who have been waiting as this case played its way out through the legal system, they still have certain steps to take, but it does make it quite likely, if not certain, that they will receive compensation as well in their turn.
Right. So, I mean, this is, in effect, a major precedent-setting case for all the other victims who have wondered whether or not they will ever see anything from the church.
Exactly. The case says that the Archdiocese, the Episcopal Corporation, is liable in principle for abuse at Mount Cashel. Individual claimants will still need to convince the court, persuade the court that their claim is worth a certain amount, that they were abused and so forth, if those things are seriously in dispute anymore. But it's certainly the court's final word on the basic principle of liability.
That's the legal process. When would you ever expect to see that these four victims, the main players in this particular case, would see any money?
I'm reluctant to speculate just because the process has taken a long time. However, sometimes things move very quickly. If the parties are willing to get together, perhaps they can move very quickly.
Is it fair to say then that is it the end of this case?
It's the court has ruled, the highest court in Canada, essentially by dismissing the appeal, that the Episcopal Corporation is legally responsible for compensating men who were abused at Mount Cashel in this period of time, the 50s and 60s, early 60s. That much has been determined. It's not going to be revisited.
And ultimately, this is for the victims, but you personally, this has been a long road for yourself. How do you feel?
I feel a sense of satisfaction that I think about at least 20 of us lawyers have worked on this case over many years. My old law partner, Stuart Moores, myself, Bob Buckingham, my present associates, the staff who worked closely with over the years. My office manager has worked with me since 1994, so she's worked with all of these survivors as well. So it's a big day for all of us because it was a big task that we saw through to a good result, and that always feels good. It's a big thing to absorb, and we now have to notify the clients one by one and they're scattered all over North America and beyond. So we have a lot of phone calls to make, but they're going to be good calls.
Yeah. On that note, you haven't been in touch with any of the four key players yet, have you?
I have.
And how's their reaction been?
The one gentleman I did speak to, he was very relieved. He and his wife both. He testified in court in the criminal matters. He testified again in the civil matter, was on the stand for several days. His commitment to this has been absolute, and as have been the other plaintiffs. So for him, it's a feeling that this particular legal journey has ended, and and it ended in the best result possible.
And the one gentleman you spoke with, he's not getting any younger. He must be in his 60s, 70s, 80s even?
He's about 80. None of us are getting any younger, but he's about 80.
Wow. What a journey for him and the others. Jeff Budden, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and congratulations, I guess.
Thank you, Brian.